Good morning. Welcome to the Black Lads Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Wednesday, June 18th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Hunt County Master Gardener, Dr. Stephanie Susan Smith. Birthdays.
When I get older, losing my head, many years from now, will you still be sending me a Valentine? Birthday greetings, bottle of wine.
Sir Paul McCartney is 72 years old today, well past when I'm 64. St. Louis Cardinals great and Hall of Famer Lou Brock is 74. This day in history, June 18th, 1812, the War of 1812 begins as the U.S. declares war against Great Britain. In 1815, Napoleon meets his Waterloo, literally, as Britain's Duke of Wellington ends Napoleon's domination of Europe. When Napoleon's old guard broke, it was over. This is from PBS.
The first time in the whole history of the Napoleonic Wars, the guard was seen to falter and then eventually fall back, shouting, "Sauve qui peut!" Everybody, every man for himself. And then the word ran through the army, "La garde recule." The guard is retreating.
This day in 1948, Columbia Records introduces the LP, the 33 and a third revolutions per minute long playing record, kiddos. Of course, you had to have a record player, as demonstrated in this YouTube video.
Okay, what we have here is a 1948 Philco model M15 album length record player. Columbia Records pioneered 33 and a third RPM, and they partnered with Philco. And together, in June of 1948, they released the first LP records and this record player.
In 1983, Sally Ride becomes the first American woman in space aboard the Space Shuttle Challenger. Number one on the charts in 1966, Mick, Keith, Brian, Bill, and Charlie, the Rolling Stones, and Paint It Black.
I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black.
On the KETR events calendar at 10:30 this morning, it's story time at the Commerce Public Library. Stories and crafts for preschool children. The library is located at 1210 Park Street in downtown Commerce. Story time from 10:30 to 11:30 this morning at the Commerce Public Library. And for more information, see events at KETR.org. And our thought for the day is from Paul McCartney, 72 years old today. None of us, referring to the Beatles, wanted to be the bass player. In our minds, he was the fat guy who always played at the back. No offense to you bass players. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Hunt County Master Gardener, Dr. Stephanie Susan Smith. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. You're telling me that the grasshoppers are getting very bad already.
Yes, we've had a dry spring, and that always makes grasshoppers worse. And now is the time to treat them with nolobate, which is a fungus that actually infects the grasshoppers, and it kills the little ones outright. It makes the older ones sick, and they don't eat as much, and they don't reproduce as well. But now is the time to be treating it because the little grasshoppers are out now, and you can kill them outright.
You know, where we live east of Commerce, out in the country. I haven't seen them yet, and I tell you, usually by midsummer, mid to late summer, we are covered up by them. But is it a regional kind of thing, or a thing where they're more prevalent in one particular area than another right now, would you say?
Well, it depends on what you have surrounding you.
Yeah.
I have pasture surrounding my garden.
Uh-huh.
And they're just eating my stuff all up.
Goodness.
I just had some pasture mowed around the garden to try to provide a barrier, but they've just eaten my beans all to pieces.
What else will they eat? Will they eat just about anything, or are they particular, or are they partial to something in particular?
They will eat anything right down to the ground.
Yeah.
They are not particular at all.
Yeah. We have been in the past several years. By mid-July, late July, they're just there everywhere. And I need to go and look closer now, because you're referring to the young ones. It may be that they're just not quite as visible to the average person who doesn't know what to look for quite yet.
Well, they look like adult grasshoppers, but they don't have wings yet. So they're like miniature versions of the big ones.
Uh-huh.
They're not as visible because they're not as big.
Uh-huh. I see.
But they still eat.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Now, the Nolo betas is what you recommend.
Yes, that's what we recommend. And like I said, it's a fungus that infects the grasshopper. It doesn't hurt birds. If they eat the dead grasshoppers, it doesn't hurt them, doesn't hurt pets, people. It just hurts grasshoppers.
We're talking with Stephanie Susan Smith, who is one of our Hunt County Master Gardeners, about whatever's going on in your gardens and lawns and what have you. Now, you're also telling me that, believe it or not, although we're still very early here, not even really to the summer quite yet, it's time to start thinking about a fall garden.
Well, yes, if you start seeds, if you grow your tomatoes and your peppers and some of your other vegetables from seed, it's time to go ahead and set up your seed pots and start planting them, because they need to grow for 6 to 8 weeks before you plant them outside.
Now, the alternative to growing from seed would be to buy small little plants that have already sprouted then.
Yeah, you can buy plants, bedding plants, from any of the big box stores or
right.
any of the nurseries. The issue is that they tend to only stock two or three varieties that do pretty well here. If you want to grow something beyond just the regular variety, then you're going to have to plant your own.
Planting from seed, and you say you do this in a little pot, and you do it indoors at this point.
Yes, you do it, well, indoors or in a garage, someplace where it's protected.
Uh-huh.
And you put seeds in their little peat pots.
Right.
And you fill them with potting soil, right. and you plant the seeds in them, and you set them under what's called a grow light, which is a mm-hmm. Fluorescent light mm-hmm. that has wide spectrum mm-hmm. bulb in it. And they will germinate and grow, and you gradually raise the grow light as the plants raise. And then in 6 to 8 weeks, they're ready to plant outside.
So by, say, late July, early August would be the time to be then putting them outside?
Yeah, that's when you plant your tomatoes and your peppers and a lot of your other plants. And they do a lot of their growth during the hot season in August and September, and then when it gets a little cooler, they fruit.
Uh-huh. Are there any particular varieties you'd recommend of vegetables that you might be planting from seed right now that would be good?
Well, a lot of people like heirloom tomatoes, like the Cherokee Black or some of the other heirloom tomatoes, and those are real popular to plant from seed because you can't buy them at any place in town. The peppers, just the garden variety jalapenos, you can plant tam jalapenos, which are the ones that aren't quite so hot.
Oh, good.
They don't burn you quite as bad, but they taste the same as the regular jalapenos. Bell peppers, you can plant some of the colored bell peppers that'll turn pretty colors for you. So things like that.
Good. I've learned a lot here.
Well, good. I'm glad.
Good. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
All right.
Dr. Stephanie Susan Smith, Hunt County Master Gardener, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETO.